KaiserNetwork.org.
Dr. Awa Marie Kolcek, Executive Secretary of Rollback Malaria, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Please explain to us who is involved in the Rollback Malaria Partnership.
I would like first to say that we started in 98 with WHO, the World Bank, UNICEF, UNDP, and it was more a UN family. And the work was more to put malaria on the agenda. And they did a lot of advocacy. But in 2002, 2003, it was a new type of partnership because more open, not just the UN family, but also the private sector, NGOs, the foundations, but also academia, the researchers, donors countries, endemic countries, and this is very important because before it, they were like recipients, but today they are there to take decision, to shout if they want to do that, to give advice and to implement. They are not just recipients. And this is very important. And the last, we have also in this partnership, the Global Fund as the main financial agency. This is just to say that it is really to tackle malaria in a multi-sectorial approach. It is why things are changing today. And it is just an evolution from a UN family to now a broad partnership with, we say, more than 100 partners there, and with a board, because it is more structured, with a board and an executive secretary. This is a new look, we can say, of the partnership.
Now, all of those sectors that you just described are going to be meeting here in Yaoundé, Cameroon, as a part of the Forum 5. What do you expect to happen and come out of the Forum 5?
First of all, it's the first time all these people will meet together, because it's the first time we have a forum after this restructuration of the partnership. But also, we have the researchers together meeting for 4 days before the forum, and they will come to the forum with all the new ideas and evidence-based strategies to comfort what we are doing, because we are now all together wanting to apply our global strategy. What we are expecting from this forum is really to have more people buying in, but also owning the strategy. It is not a strategy for a group of elite people, but for everybody, from grassroots people, community people, to the ministers, and they will be all there together. And at the end, we will have a call for action, because now really is the time of action. We know strategies. We know how to control malaria. We have more money, not enough, but we have money. We have also the political will. We have the structure. Now it is just to scale up. And scale up intervention is what we would like to have at the end of this meeting and the end of this forum, with everybody ready to do that.
Now, you said that we know how to control malaria. Mm-hmm. What are the stumbling blocks and what are the top challenges that are keeping that from being implemented, the control of malaria?
First of all this is known today, and it was in small projects. But all this has been documented, showing that it is possible. We have also an example today of how these strategies has been implemented in countries, and we learn from that. We have also countries like Eritrea, where we see that the strategies are implemented but are working, and we have impacts. In Eritrea today, malaria was the first killer for children, like in other countries in Africa. Today, it is going to the eighth position because they have used these strategies. I can develop after what are the strategies, but it is very clear that it is possible. Why now we were not able to do that for all the countries? It was first because we had a challenge to overcome. It was the financial challenge. You know, when the real fight started in 98 with rollback malaria, we had $60 million to fight the disease a year. And we know that we need $3 billion. Just that is a big problem. How you can control a disease if you have no means to do that? You'd have some ideas of strategies, but you have no money for that. Today, things are moving in the good direction because we have, at the end of 2004, from 60 million, we were at $600 million. And this year, you have seen a lot of new commitment from the World Bank, from the U.S. with the UN, the Presidential Initiative on Malaria, the Gates Foundation. You have really a lot of things, ongoing things. And we are expecting that we will have more money next year. This money is available. Countries can use it. The Global Fund is here. Now, the issue of money exists, but we cannot say that it is because of money. We can use this money and show that we can have results, and I am sure that with results, the money will come more. But you have also human resources as a problem. We know that in a lot of countries, because of brain drain, because of AIDS, because of a lot of constraints like the constraint coming from the some donors or some Bretton Woods institution with conditionalities on countries to have more staff in the public sector. All this has been very difficult for countries to have a strong health sector and resources, human resources, to deal with that. And it is important to have people to implement a strategy. And this is also something we are all together trying to overcome. But it is difficult to have to scale up intervention if you don't have enough health workers, enough people involved, etc. And it is why we are using also a lot the community involvement to fight the disease, because we think that a lot of things can be seen and overcome at community level. The human resources are also really a problem, and a lot of new initiatives are being taken for that. We can say also that the global strategy has been finalized this year. It was just everybody was going in different direction. Now things are in a document everybody can follow and partners agreed upon. Harmonization is also an issue. And we have more and more money, we have more and more partners, but we need to harmonize our work. We need to harmonize the procedures. If we don't want these countries we want to help to be overburdened by all these people and all this money coming with a lot of procedure and a lot of difficulties. And also, often the countries were not on the driving seat. The leadership of countries is very clear now, and we are all ready to apply the 3-1s for also malaria. And these are a lot of constraints we can overcome today.
Now, you mentioned the example of Eritrea and how they brought their malaria rates in children down on the list of the number one killers. What do you see as the way forward to reduce the mortality rates among children for malaria?
What I think very important is the integrated approach. Malaria needs to be part of the package for children. We don't need to have things in parallel. We can use the package for children to put there what we need to do for malaria. And this is the prevention methods like using ITNs, but also more global vector control. When people are doing indoor residual spray, it is a benefit to the children. But the package itself can be prevention and treatment measure in the packet people are giving to the children. But also using all the opportunities, immunization campaign, an example. Togo, with really the support of a lot of partners, particularly the Red Cross of a lot of countries, Canada, US, Norway, they were all there to support Togo with WHO and UNICEF to use the measles campaign to just distribute freely nets to children under 5. And the coverage went from 2 to 5% to more than 90%. This is also a success story. And what I would like to say is that we need to look more success stories and give hope. When you are fighting without hope, you are not succeeding. And we need to agree, and I think that the forum for me is an opportunity for that, to a lot of people to say we can do that. And why not? And just be positive and fight to succeed, fight to save life. And all together, with this spirit, we can fight malaria and we can win the disease. But we need to do that like this. And the children are really key because they are vulnerable. They are really the target population for us. But the other population need also some care, like pregnant women and those who are working. Because you know that Africa is losing every year $12 billion because of malaria. And this is more the workers, etc. They need also to be protected. But the children, 1 million children dying every year, and it is more than 4 tsunamis a year. We need to know that.
As a former health minister yourself of Senegal, what advice would you give other health ministers who are fighting malaria and malaria endemic countries to give them this hope that you think is so necessary?
I think that first of all, ministers of health need to know that alone they will not overcome this disease. They will never. Because this needs a multi-sectorial approach. They need to drive people. They need to drive the other sectors, but they need to involve them in the fight. This is for me the first very important point. The second is that particularly community need to be involved, and the Ministry of Health need to see how to have local, to stimulate local response in the fights against malaria. The people at community level, it is where they will change their behavior, where they will agree that they want to use the nets or not. They want to have indoor residual spraying or not. They need to own the strategies, and we need to empower them to do this job. And this is, for me, two things we need to have as a way to work as Minister of Health. The leadership is there. We need to, and the ministers need to be the leaders, but open to all the possibilities and to all the partners, but they need the thing. It is important. But open mind is, for me, something very key in this fight.
Dr. Awa-Marie Kolsek, Executive Secretary of Roll Back Malaria, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much also to help us in this fight. You have a very important role to play also.
Thank you.